movie that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flies, King of Crap, the Colossus of Clouds, the Colossus of Clouds.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producers, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, trying to give you an estimate of what we think that item might sell for in a current auction. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think might be valuable, we're going to mention some items during the show that just ended in the Huggins and Scott May auction and try to give you an idea of some of the values that things go for, and maybe it'll make you think, hey, I got something like that, and give us a call if you think your item might be worth something, or you might know you have something. Now, also, T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and if you tweet a picture of an item and we use that item on the show, you'll also get in the drawing. It's a really good prize package this week. A 2016 Score football jumbo box, which the winner from last week didn't pick up. And we're adding from Historic Autograph Company, one of our sponsors. It's a boxed Civil War set. It has the 40-card low number set in it. And then you either get an extra 10 cards from, I guess there's 20 high number cards. Either get the 10 odd number cards from the high numbers, 10 even number, or every, I think, sixth box, there's an autograph from the Civil War era. So it's really a pretty neat
That's a nice
prize
set.
Package. Yeah, really cool. So the number's 312-332-3776. And, Bill, they've got us this week, and I think we might be doing this every week now, where we're on the in the first floor studio facing State Street, so like we can see the Chicago Theater display right out here in front of us. People are walking by and waving. Bill, it's a pretty cool studio here. You came that you
oh, hey,
yeah, you said you were here that one time. I don't know if you remember. We're right across the street from the Chicago Theater on State Street. A pretty neat setup here. And Vince and I are like, we're hooked. Eric was like, yeah, you guys could actually do this every week if you want. I think we're hooked. We really like
We've
this.
Had a great last 30 minutes before the show,
yeah, waving
to waving
people.
Waving
at people, and they're like, awesome. Who are these guys? What's going on here? But I tweeted a picture, actually, from the studio showing across the street the Chicago Theater. It's really a nice setup. So anyway, here we go. The Huggins and Scott auction ended. Lots of big items in the auction. That Hal Chase T206 card with the really rare brown Lennox back, graded PSA 2 with an MK, $9,200 for that card. Bill, did you even have any estimate of what you, was that in the ballpark of what you thought it might go for? There haven't been, have there even been any of those out sold?
Very few, and it, we were figuring somewhere between 5 and 10, and it got closer to the higher side.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's always nice when that happens. That remember we were talking last week, that John D. Rockefeller signed check from 1884 made out for $130,000, and we figured it out. I hope my math is correct, but I think it might be correct. And that came out in today's dollars. It's roughly $3,170,000 that he wrote that check for in today's dollar value. That ended up selling for $3,300, which in 1884 dollars, that's $135, I think. So that was pretty neat. I think that's, to me, seemed like it did real well. And the 3,000 Hit Club collage fittingly sold for $3,000. Isn't that something?
With appropriate, for sure.
Clemente, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, Lajoie were all in that display. Had a bunch of different 3,000 Hit Club members in that item. Now, Rob sent a picture. Bill, I don't know if you've ever run one of these in your auction, but it looks like it's an Eddie Vedder autograph on the album poster from the CD-10. And it looks like, to me, from what I can tell, it may be worth hundreds of dollars. Now, if Rob decided he wanted to run that in a Huggins and Scott auction, do you think you'd want that, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, if we could find out it's hundreds of dollars, we're interested.
I think it looks like album covers and posters are. It's pretty neat. I don't know. I would obviously would have to get authenticated, but I think it might be a good auction item for Huggins and Scott. It'd be interesting to see what that would do. You know, the Eddie Vedder, isn't he, Vince, a big Cubs fan?
I think so. Yep. Yeah. He was featured on a couple Topps cards a couple years ago. They had some insert cards with him on there, so they were pretty popular.
And I think one of them, he was throwing out a pitch at Wrigley Field. Yeah,
absolutely. Yes, that
was pretty. Now that we're in the first floor studio, we don't have to take the elevator upstairs, right, Vince?
And that's fine with me. I got stuck in an elevator for the first time in my life this week.
How fitting. What are the odds of that?
And I was only going from the first floor to the second floor. Went to the second floor. It rang, and the door just never opened, and the lights went off, and I was just stuck for about 10 minutes.
Oh, see, that to me, I would have panicked on that one, I think. Did you start sweat? Were you in there by yourself?
No, there were a couple other. I was part of the incubator program. A couple other people in there, but it was a little kind of it was bothersome.
Yeah,
for sure.
That would be weird. Yep. And now, was air still circulating, or was it like being in a sauna? Or?
Well, maybe after another 10 minutes, we would have had that. But
good thing it was only that. Yeah. Oh boy, that's
no more elevators for a while.
Yeah. Hey, did you see last night the Cavs finally lost a playoff game?
Once the game start, I mean, it's going to be easy.
Well, it wasn't for him last night.
And my guy, Bismack Biyombo, I've got a card of his on eBay this week.
Yep.
An autograph numbered to 50. T-Crown Tom is my eBay. What a surprise that would be, my eBay.
Go figure. Yep.
But 26 rebounds for Bismack Biyombo for the Raptors.
Had a great game.
Yeah,
great game.
Really good.
For sure.
So it'll be interesting to see if anybody bids on his card. He hasn't been a big seller up to this time, but that guy's actually
You've been saying
good.
For a while that he's a good player.
He's pretty good. Know. Good rebounder and not bad at all. Okay, now let's go back to some items that ended in the Huggins and Scott May auction. Let's see here. We talked about the 1957 Topps unopened 5-cent wax pack, graded PSA 7. $1,800 that one pack went for. Now, $1,800, Vince, you don't open that, do you?
I open it inside 30 seconds. I open that if it's in my possession.
It would just take you the time to get into the holder. Before.
Yes.
Bill, would you open a pack? Have you ever opened a vintage pack like from the 50s or early 60s that's that expensive?
No, I never have, but I've had some people who I've watched open them.
Really? How'd they do?
Oh,
I just can't.
We had somebody open up a 1960 pack, and I think they got like a Yogi Berra card in it, and it was offset.
Oh, that figures. I actually, when we were on Saturdays, I had picked up, I forget what year, it was a mid '60s football pack, and I decided to open it in the air and it was graded. I think it was a GAI graded pack. And I had to use a cutter to pop it open. And, you know, I've dislocated my shoulder a few times. Well, my shoulder went out of socket while I'm doing it. So I had to try to work my shoulder back in while I was on the air. Got that back in. Then I opened the pack up. It was a bad pack. The best card was an unmarked checklist, which in a high grade, it was like $500, $600, $700, $800.
Wow.
But this one was right next to the gum.
Oh.
And the gum had literally like
stained
eaten
it.
Well, yep. It was bubbled, like it had eaten away at it. It didn't make you want to chew gum. I'll tell you that. So that also made me think, I don't know that I would open a really expensive. I don't remember how much that was at the time. I think it was a little over $100. It wasn't, you know, like $1,800.
Didn't Topps have an insert with actual gum stained cards last year?
Yeah.
I think they actually smelled like bubble gum.
Topps Heritage, I think that was. Yeah, you're right. They did. Glenn from Hoffman Estates stopped by Tea Crown this week with a nice collection of 1960s, mostly baseball cards. Plus, he had 8 football pennants from the 60s of NFL teams. I tweeted a picture of 4 of them earlier in the week. And it sounds like, Bill, like if somebody has a collection like that where they have 2 completely different type items, that you guys, when they get to you at Huggins and Scott, you guys will figure out how you want to lot them, and then the guy who sent it to you, the consigner, you'll call him up and make your suggestion to him. Is that pretty much how it works with you guys on something like that, Bill?
Absolutely. I mean, when people give us stuff for the auction, my goal is to write them the biggest check possible, because the more bigger check I write them, the more we get to keep. But, you know, the one thing we cannot control in the auction is what something sells for. How it's written and how it's photographed and who it's presented to and the questions we answer by the bidders and everything. We can control all that, and our guys are very, very on top of that. But what it sells for, I got to leave that up to the real world to tell us, you know, but they're willing to pay for it at the time we're selling them, you know.
And doing things like this.
And things surprise us. You know, in every auction we have, things surprise us both ways.
Right, yeah.
You know, some things go for crazy numbers, and other things, God, I thought it would do better than that.
You know? But doing this radio show, things like this to promote your auctions, sure doesn't hurt with the amount of people that are going to look at your items and bid on things.
Oh, no. That's a gigantic plus toward the higher side of bidding.
Yeah, without a doubt. Rob sent another. Rob was the guy who sent the Eddie Vedder auto poster picture. He says he wants to try and get the rest of the band that played in August when Pearl Jam plays Wrigley. Oh, I don't know how Rob's planning on doing that. Rob's got some connections here, it looks like.
Well, it starts with an idea, so he's got it in his mind. Hopefully find a way.
Well, if he gets the whole band on there, that for sure, Bill, is a Huggins and Scott item. If he decides he wants to sell that one, that would be awesome.
Can't be many of those out there.
No. Vince, have you ever been to a concert at Wrigley?
Kind of. Before a Cubs game about 20 years ago, me and a buddy saw Casey and the Sunshine Band. They performed right behind
really?
Home Plate.
Oh,
you know,
you're
their
kidding.
Top 10 songs of their group, so. That was the best I got.
Yeah. Now, and that led to all the different concerts. I don't think they've been doing them for over 10 years
They're still touring, though.
Yeah.
I saw them out in St. Charles a couple years ago.
The Beatles played at Comiskey Park in the 60s one time. That would have been something. Can you imagine?
I've seen highlights from that. From what I understand, you couldn't even hear the songs. You could hear just the sound, the melody, and that was it. But it was a great concert to be at.
Yeah. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're until 9, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We've got a great prize package this week, a 2016 Score football jumbo box, and from Historic Autographs, a 40-card Civil War box set, and you either get 10 extra cards or every 6th set, I guess there's an autograph from the Civil War era. So give us a call, 312-332-3776, with a question about the value of your collectibles, and you'll get in the drawing if you get on the program. Now, let's see some other things from the May Huggins and Scott auction. I want to try to talk about some of the things we were talking about on past shows. In addition to the 57 Topps unopened pack, a 1960 Topps cello pack with Hank Aaron on the front. Now, to me, if Hank Aaron's on the front, I really don't know that I want to open that pack. You almost have to leave it because you can see it. You'd be opening it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would be.
I can tell from the look on his face.
Of course I would open it.
Well, this one sold for $1,900.
Nice.
And then I tweeted a picture of this bat about 10 days ago. Harmon Killebrew game-used bat, PSA DNA 8.5. At the time, I think it was $750, $800, something like that. That went for $5,800.
Wow, nice.
I would think, Bill, that was one of the items where you're like, whoa, you were surprised how high that one went.
Yeah, no, that was one of the ones that kept us up late.
Yeah, people kept bidding late, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I called your place. One of the guys that comes into T-Crown has a lot of 57 baseballs, and I was going to call in for Ryan to see how he might lot that out. The guy's maybe going to bring him in this week for the August auction. And Josh answered the phone. I was surprised to hear him. He said he was up to like 4:30 or something. So it sounds like you guys had lots of late bidding.
Yeah, no, it's so weird because you never know which item is going to keep people up and they just don't want to go to bed.
Yeah, right. Well, it's time for a short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on 8 to 9 every Sunday morning, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think might be valuable, give us a call and we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might go for in a current auction. We've got people waiting on the line, but we have a nice score package this week. It's a nice prize package, a 2016 score football jumbo box. That has four hits, usually three autographs in it. And from Historic Autograph Company, a 40-card Civil War box set. All the low numbers in the set, plus either 10 extra cards from the high number portion, or every sixth box has a Civil War era auto. You know, I'm pretty sure that Pat, I think when these first came out in one of those little boxes, I think he got Jefferson Davis autograph. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, very cool. So let's see, we've got Ray from Hinsdale on the line. Ray, what do you have?
I have a very unique Masters piece of sports memorabilia, and there's three pieces. One of them is a Mark King autographed serigraph of the 10th hole, and it's one of those special ones where he gets given a select few for him. And I have a old Masters flag.
So Mark King is the artist, I take it.
That is correct.
Okay. And he signed it?
Yes.
And no other golfer signed it?
Well, no. That's one piece mounted in the frame, and it's professionally mounted. The second piece in the frame.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The second piece in the frame is an old green 18th hole from Augusta National flag with 24 past champions signed it. And the third piece is the new yellow flag that is signed by Tiger Woods.
Wow, sounds nice. Now, who are some of the bigger names of the past champions that signed?
Jack Nicklaus, Fuzzy Zeller, Nick Faldo, going all the way back to Doug Ford. But wow. There's 24 of them.
Oh, very cool. Bill, now, does this sound like the type of item you've run before, or do you want to try to give an estimate if it did run in a Huggins and Scott auction, what it might go for?
Well, gosh, that sounds like a great item. It sounds like we've run other signed, multi-signed flags before, but each one is going to be different based on who signed it, you know.
Sure.
Are any of the guys who signed it still not with us anymore?
I'm sure there are, because there's some older signatures on it of the 24 on the signed green flag.
Boy, if you could ever, like, at least email a picture of it, or if you don't happen to get on Twitter, do you, Ray?
No, but I can email a picture of it at some point. I can't do it yet today.
Yeah, if you do that sometime, you know, then I could tweet a picture of it and we could get a better idea of the value of it. But Bill, for sure you'd want to take that in a Huggins and Scott auction if Ray decided he wanted to try to auction it, correct?
Oh, 100%, yes. Once we got it and got the list of the players and got more of an idea of who was on it and everything, we could probably come up with a more accurate price range as to what it may sell for.
Sure.
There we go. Very neat, Ray.
Okay, I will try to snap a picture off and send it to you guys.
I got a feeling. Do you have anything else that's kind of exciting? Any other memorabilia that's valuable, or that you have any old cards? I got a feeling you got something else here, Ray.
Well, no, a long time ago, I got rid of a bunch of cards I had. I had 116 signed baseballs, and these are just hanging on my wall in my office. The one I just told you about, and I have another one, which is signed by Arnold Palmer on a yellow flag with the four baseball cards that are not signed, but four baseball cards for each of the years that he won the Masters.
Oh, wow, really? Well, if you really decide you're going to sell with Huggins and Scott, you might want to call Bill about some of your other stuff, too, because I have a feeling maybe you could have a prize package put together there.
A couple lots.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for the call.
Ray, give me a call during the week if you'd like to revisit this. I'll be back in the office on Tuesday.
The number at Huggins and Scott is 301-608-0355.
Very good.
Right.
I think you'll find this to be truly a one-of-a-kind, unique piece.
It sounds really cool. I'm dying to
see
a picture.
And it was professionally mounted, too.
Wow, nice. That wasn't done by Agatha at Art and Frame in Naperville by any chance, was it, Ray?
No, it wasn't. Oh. But it was. It's a terrific wood frame, and it's just very nicely done.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the call. Agatha does give a 10% discount to radio show listeners.
She does a great job.
She really does. And she seems to really enjoy
doing
it, doesn't she? Like looking at the stuff.
And I could spend hours just talking to her about just all the different things
she's
put together.
She's a great, she's great. Yeah, and she really does do a good job. Well, let's see what else here that ended in the Huggins and Scott auction that we want to get to. Oh, there was all kinds of different things. Well, there was some different type stuff that went there. Well, that Yankees World Series press pin, $2,700. We talked about that one. If you have any old press pins, those can do well. There's a lot of collectors for the old World Series press pins. The 1952 Topps Willie Mays card, PSA 4, went for $2,000. And then I thought it was interesting, a 52 Topps Eddie Matthews in a PSA 2.5 went for $2,100. But the thing about Eddie Matthews, he's in the high number portion. He's only had 548 total of those graded.
Really?
So there's a lot less of those that were produced. And that for guys putting together the set, it's kind of hard to find those high number ones, right, Bill?
Oh, yeah. No, and Eddie Matthews, he's actually the last card in the set.
Oh, so really?
That makes it even tougher to find in high grade.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, who's the first number in the 52 set?
Andy
Pafko. That's a tough one in a high grade also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Neil is on the line.
What it was, most of the people that had cards back then, they would put them in number order and put rubber bands around them in their pockets. So the top and bottom cards always took a beating.
And just so you know, listeners out there, don't put rubber bands around your cards. Not a good idea. Valuable cards that show the rubber band in the side, that definitely brings the value down. Neil from LaGrange is on the line. What do you have there, Neil?
Morning, guys. Love the show, man.
Thank
Favorite
you.
Show of all time.
All right, Neil.
Every week.
Yeah, very good.
Cool. Hey, I got some of my Oriole stuff again. I got from 83 when they won the World Series, Burger King gave these full-size bats out. They're black. With the logo and all the autographs and that superimposed in it. And I don't know anybody that has one of them. They seem to be a little rare.
I got to tell you, Neil, I'm not real thrilled about the 83 Orioles. They happened to beat the White Sox that year. I had tickets to, let's see, I guess it was the Friday night playoff game. I got a call at work that day from one of my friends, George, from college. And he goes, hey, I got tickets. I think they were $100. I was like, oh, you know, at the time that was a lot, but I'm thinking, okay, that doesn't seem too bad. So we meet him there. He's got the tickets. We look at him. It's row YY. We're like, uh-oh, these aren't going to be right next to the field, I'm pretty sure. Okay. So we sit down. We're in the back row of the right field lower deck, I guess, the very back row. Just as we're sitting down, I think it's Eddie Murray. His home, he had like a three-run homer, was just disappearing into the upper deck as we sat down. That wasn't a good game. So,
I thought it might have been the Landrum game you went to.
No, that was the Saturday. Yeah, that wasn't good either. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
All right, but we'll let Bill answer this. He likes the Orioles. We'll let Bill talk about your 83 Orioles, man. What do you think, Bill?
Well, you know, gosh, I don't know that I've ever seen one before.
That's good.
I assume the names that are on there are printed on, not signed, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah, the kind of superimposed in gold on black.
Right. Is it numbered?
That does sound like one that would be serial numbered somewhere. Did you have a certificate with it or something that was numbered, maybe?
I don't, but, and you know what? I'm not at home. I'm on the road. I don't have the bat with me. I couldn't look on it. You know, on the tip of the bat, I know there was a, I think it was numbered on the very top, the tip.
That actually.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, depending on how many it's numbered out of, I mean, if it was 100 or 200, that's way better than 5,000, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
So let us know that, and then,
Certainly will.
Now, Bill, if it was a lower number, would you think you'd want to auction that?
Well, I'd have my guys do a little research.
Yeah.
I think we could find out. I mean, I'm kind of thinking even if it is numbered out of, you know, 500 or something, that it may only be $100 or $200 only because it's not actually physically signed by the player.
Right. That's something that I display. It looks really nice with the black, you know, with the gold on the black. Very unique.
Now, Neil, in response to listening to the show every week and liking it so much, thanks for the call, Neil.
You got it.
All right, take it easy. Now,
you relived that 83.
I did, yeah. It was fun and irritating at the same time. I really thought the Sox were going to make it to the World Series that year. So, but it was fun, and the whole YY story. Every time, if I ever see George somewhere, you know, we always
talk about the
why comes up, looking at the tickets and going, oh, no, not why, here we go. But now, I had to mention this, too, in the Huggins and Scott auction. One of the things in May that we were talking about was some of the Three Stooges items. And the main reason that I wanted to mention this is because I had this, I had to get to it again. But Mo, Larry, and Curly, the three of them from 1959 Fleer, a three-card lot, sold for?
$2,000.
$650.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. And somebody, I tweeted a picture of him, and somebody was like, where's Shemp? What about Shemp? No, Shemp doesn't qualify, sorry. Next on the line, we have Walter from Brookfield. What's new, Walter? What do you have?
Hi, I have a autographed baseball, 2006. I was at ESPN Zone right after the Sox won the World Series.
Cool.
And it's signed by Jerry Reinsdorf, Kenny Williams, Ozzie Guillen, Paulie Konerko, Joe Creedy, A.J. Pruszynski, Hawk Harrelson, Farmio, Tim Raines. Tommy signed it because he was just came over to the Sox. A.J. Pruszynski. I have every White Sox player, Jermaine Dye.
Now, the fact, Bill, that he got Jim Tomei, who will be a Hall of Famer, but Tomei, is that the only one that wasn't on the 2005 team that signed
him? Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, he just came over probably in January, and this private party at ESPN Zone, that was his first time he attended. You know,
Bill, how does that affect the value of it that one player that wasn't on the World Series championship team signed it?
Well, I mean, the fact that it's Jim Tomei is probably not as bad as affecting it as if you had a whole bunch of different guys on there.
Yeah.
But, no, I would think that would still be a very desirable ball.
Yeah, I know I'd like to have it as a White Sox collectible, but I think a lot of that stuff from when it first came out, actually, there were a bunch of items that came out, like signed bats and signed balls, and what they were asking at the time, I don't think they're hitting those prices now where, you know, the excitement has worn off. And still, long-term, a very good collectible. You know how it is in Chicago, that World Series championships are kind of hard to come by.
Why are you looking at me so funny like that?
Yeah, a lot of excitement about the Cubs. Yes. Cubs and Sox both have had kind of a rough week this week, though.
They're showing their humanness, but they'll be back. The teams have a good core.
I'm a little worried about the White Sox hitting, and they need one more pitcher. But we'll go from there. Okay, the number's 312-332-3776. It's time for a short break here. We've got a nice prize package to give away. If you give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles, you'll get in the drawing for the prize package. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on from 8 to 9 every Sunday morning, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, talking about items that have ended in auctions. Huggins and Scott auction from May ended this week, and lots of cool stuff that we have been talking about leading into the auction. So we'll give some pricing that things ended at. But if you give us a call, 312-332-3776, you get in the drawing. We're giving away a 2016 Score football jumbo box and from Historic Autograph Company, a 40-card Civil War box set. All the low numbers, 40 cards, plus either 10 high-number cards or a Civil War-era autograph. So great prize package this week. Give us a call. 312-332-3776. That in the Huggins and Scott auction, one of the cool items that was in there, a Tom Brady signed Vince Lombardi replica trophy for Super Bowl 49. You know, don't you think it's time they stop the XLI for who can even figure out those numbers? Just write 49. It's like you have to do a search to find out, wait, which Super Bowl was this? But that ended at $1,500 for a Brady-signed item. That's good value on that one.
Especially as a replica. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a neat-looking trophy. Good item. Okay, waiting on the line now. We've got, let's see here, Phil from Lake Zurich. Thanks for waiting. Phil, what do you have?
Hey, good morning, guys. Do me a favor. Stop talking about the 83 Orioles. Too early for that.
Yeah, we will. You know, if somebody calls about the items, we have to answer them. But yeah, it's.
I gotcha. Hey, back for the first year that the new Comiskey Park, as they called it, opened, I got a panoramic photo. It's about 18 inches high, 36 inches long, numbered to 50, signed by the entire team.
Ooh.
From the White Sox. So Fisk, Sosa, Frank Thomas, Deanne, Ventura, everybody who's on that first team.
Oh, that's pretty cool, actually. I have a panoramic photo hanging up at T-Crown of the old Comiskey, actually. So I like those type photos. I think, boy, I would think that would crack the $1,000 barrier, actually. Bill Huggins, you probably haven't run one of those, I would think, in a Huggins and Scott auction, right?
No, I don't think we have. I'd be very interested in seeing what that would bring.
Yeah, that's a cool item. I like it. There, does that make you feel better? Now, forget the Orioles. We're back on the White Sox.
A little bit. It's all good.
Okay.
Just don't talk about old.
Very good. Thanks for the call. Next on the line, let's see who's been waiting here. We've got Jeff from Chicago. What's new, Jeff? What do you have?
Hey, I have a framed and authenticated Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali, signed by both of them. It's a poster for Chevy dealers.
I like that. Is that black and white poster?
It's a black and white poster, and I'm actually I'm the one that did the writing on it. Our ad agency did it back in the mid-90s. And
wow.
I got it as a result, and it's hanging proudly in my room. So
very cool. You pick up anything else while you were doing that, or...?
No, just this.
That was the biggie. Well, that's a nice one.
I have other things. Like I have a Ron Santo signed radio script and a Sammy Sosa signed radio script and a bunch of athletes that have recorded. I had them all sign the scripts that they read for me.
I thought Sammy didn't understand English. Remember when he?
It's funny. I had to actually read the script to him.
Oh,
and he had to parrot it back to
me. All right. So when he was in Congress, then I guess that was true. So that's kind of interesting. Okay.
You can speak it. You can speak it. You just can't read it.
Okay, I see. Now, Bill, the MJ Ali greatest poster signed by both of them. Have you run one of those? It seems like I've seen one of those before.
I almost think the same thing as well. I don't know if there's more than one of these that were done and if this is the same one that we may have run, but the thing has got to be 500 to 1,000 or more, depending on just how it looks.
Yeah, I could see that breaking the 1,000 barrier without a doubt. That's neat. Are you thinking of selling it or are you going to hang on to it?
I'm definitely going to hold on to it, I think, unless like one of my family members is kidnapped and I need ransom money. I don't have enough in my savings account.
So. Okay. Well, hopefully you'll be hanging on to it for quite a while then. Thanks for the call.
That was pretty good.
That was a good. That's a first. We've never heard that one before. Ray from Romeoville's on the line. What's new, Ray? What do you have?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good. We got the sun in our face here. Isn't this something?
Just came over the
afternoon. Yeah, this is the first time I came across your show. I was cleaning my car, and I turned on the radio, and I heard you guys. I'm like, oh, this is great.
This is the first time we've been in the first floor studio facing State Street right across from the Chicago Theater. So if you're walking by, give us a wave. Usually we were up on the seventh floor, you know, kind of a dungeon doing it. Now the sun's shining. It's like, this is unbelievable.
Have to
wear shades to do the show, Vince.
Yes.
Exactly.
So what do you have?
So I've got three unframed jerseys, a Jordan Bird and Magic Johnson one, and I was thinking about selling them, but I don't know if I should sell them separately or put them together.
Game-use jerseys?
No, they're just autographed jerseys.
Oh, autographed jerseys, okay.
Yeah, autographed jerseys. And I didn't know if I should invest the money into getting them nicely framed and then sell them, but I just wanted to get your opinion, I guess.
Well, if you're going to send them to Huggins and Scott, don't get them framed, right, Bill? You wouldn't. It's better for you,
just for shipping and
everything.
Right, framing is a very personal thing a lot of times, and when you get stuff framed and we put it in our auction, a lot of times you don't get the framing out of it because that was something you liked.
Yeah. Now, as far as putting them together, what do you think? Maybe MJ by himself and Bird and Magic together?
Oh, I think that's the perfect plan. I mean, Bird and Magic are like peanut butter and jelly.
It really is, yeah. I think, so if I'm selling them, that's probably, so if you put them in Huggins and Scott auction, I think that would be the way to go with it. Did you get those signed in person, or how'd you get those?
The Bird and Magic one I got through my sister. She works at Nike, and they've got a Nike promotion with them back before in the early 90s, and so I got those from her. And the Jordan one I got as a Christmas present through the NBA store.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, well,
yeah.
If you think you want to sell them, contact Bill Huggins. You know, Vince, I get sunburned a lot walking to my car. This will be the first time I get sunburned
on the radio.
Doing
that's
the
right,
radio
that's
show.
Right. That sun came over this building across the street and it's just
right.
Like glaring into our eyes.
Yeah, we got people taking pictures out
that's
here.
Right. That's awesome.
They probably saw this red glow coming off my forehead. I like this. This is fun down here.
We've seen some tourists walking down
the
sidewalk with their families taking pictures.
You know, I could see as people get used to that we're here, they could bring a memorabilia
by,
hold it up, and put their name, tell you know who it is.
Sure.
Good. We do need somebody to come by and snap a picture of us while we're on the air, though, and send it to us because we want to see what we look like when we're on the air. All right, let's see who's waiting the longest here. We've got Sam from Pawpaw. Where is Pawpaw, Sam? I've heard of Pawpaw, but I don't know where it is.
China, Illinois, Route 39, south of Rochelle.
Okay. Well, what do you have?
I got three posters of Michael Jordan. They're on the computer sheet. They haven't been cut yet. And It was their 1985 print, but he's advertising Wilson Sports. I guess he was going to sign with Wilson, but then he went with Nike.
Okay.
And I guess these posters are not supposed to exist, but you know how that things disappear and stuff.
Yeah.
That guy gave them to me. He said, don't do nothing with them.
So when things disappear, a lot of times they end up in pawpaw then, I guess.
it come a long way to get the pawpaw. I went through a lot of hands.
Okay. Now, Bill, would that be something you could even want to auction, or could you auction, or is it? What do you think?
Are they signed?
Well, they're signed posters. Yeah, he signed them, but they're printed. They're not. Michael Jordan didn't autograph them or nothing.
And they're not signed by Sam either, I take it.
No, they're not signed by Sam.
That's good, Sam. Bill, it doesn't sound like you're too excited about maybe auctioning this lot.
Well, if they are one of these promo things that was not really supposed to get out, and there are very, very few of them,
maybe then
could be a sleeping giant there, really.
Ooh, you know, look at Sam.
What, you kidding me?
We'd have to do some research and find out if there are a bunch of these out there or very, very few.
There are a lot of
Jordan collectors, I'm sure, who would be all over this if there's a very limited amount of them.
Are you a Twitter guy, Sam?
No, I don't play on it.
Okay.
I'm a hands-on working man, you know. I'm not into computer too much.
Well, I don't know how far you are away from Naperville, but if you bring them in by Triple Crown in Naperville sometime, I could take a picture, send it to Bill, and see if it's something that they might want to auction. But you never know.
All right.
Could be better than we thought, Sam.
Well, I hope so.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
Very good. Thanks. Tim from Naperville's on the line. What do you have there, Tim?
Good morning.
Hi.
Beautiful day. I'm on my way to the cell to go to work right now, so hopefully we'll get one game from these Royals.
Oh, you work at the cell, huh?
Working at the cell.
Okay, very good.
I've got, back in the day, my Uncle Will from Boston owned a sporting goods store, and Ted Williams and he were good friends, and he provided Ted Williams with all his fishing gear.
Ooh.
At the time, when we went up there in the early 60s, he showed us a series of 8x10 black and white pictures, a sequence of Ted Williams' last at bat. It goes from him being in the on-deck circle to the actual at bat, every pitch, to the last one where he's headed out to right field before they dragged him in because he was finished. They're unsigned. At the time, there was only three in existence. My uncle had one. We had a set, and Ted Williams had a set.
Oh, this sounds cool.
They've since, I believe, been published in a book. And unfortunately, they're unsigned, so I'm sure that tracks a lot from whatever value they might have.
What do you think of that, Bill?
Gosh, I'd really want to see them and kind of, you know, there again, have my guys do a little digging and research to find out if they are as very limited as Tim says they are. And if they are, gosh, I have no issues with that. We have lots and lots and lots of Ted Williams fans who are looking for unique, one-of-a-kind items.
How big is it? Is it in one display, or are they individual? Or
My brother has them right now, actually. He put them in 8x10 cheap little frames. They're up on his wall.
Okay.
So they've been preserved pretty well. You know, they've been in frames since the day we got them, and we put them in frames immediately.
Very cool. If you can either bring them by Triple Crown or just send us a picture of them, you know, we'd have a better idea, but it really sounds really neat. If it is that limited, it could be very good. Kevin from Lyle's on the line. What do you have there, Kevin?
Hey, I've got a couple of oddball Walter Payton autographs, actually. One of them being on an advertisement for Canon, and then another being for an advertisement for Cadillac.
Hmm. So is it like original prints of ads or
yeah, well, it's the original, they're 8x10 prints, and then my dad had come across them years ago, and I've never been able to find another.
Do you work at the bird portion of Brookfield Zoo there, Kevin?
No, actually, I'm about to go fishing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, well, what are you listening on the ESPN app then?
I was just getting out of my car, and then I was going to toss it on my phone as well.
Okay, very good. Bill, as far as Walter Payton and those items, estimate?
Are they signed, Kevin?
Yeah.
They are both signed, yes.
Oh, I mean,
signed Peyton items are, you know, $300 to $500 minimum, you know, and depending on how rare it is, it could be even more than that.
So it looks like another definite Huggins and Scott auction possibility if you decide. When you're done fishing, give Bill Huggins a call during the week there, Kevin. Thanks
yeah,
for the call.
No, I definitely will. I appreciate your guys' help.
All right, very good. We got time for one more call here. Is this Coleman from Delaware?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi. Now, are you in Delaware right now listening on the ESPN app, or are you in the Chicago area?
I'm in Delaware listening to the ESPN app. I managed to pick up the Chicago feed.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's simple, isn't it?
Oh, man, I love it. It's a game changer. I saw you guys on here about a year or so ago, and I've been listening ever since.
Very good. Yes, what do you have?
I just got a bunch of vintage here. I've got some 52s. I've got a 52 Gil Hodges, 52 Billy Lowe's, some 56s, a 56 Billy Martin, a couple of 54 Billy Martin, ooh, and 3-1 Roger Maris's.
How nice a condition?
I'm going to be generous and say they're in good condition.
Okay, so there's some wear to them. In good condition, Bill, we're at the end here, but in good condition, would you want to take those, Huggins and Scott, you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Cards are our bread and butter. If
very good.
Give me a call. I'd be happy to revisit that with you.
And this week's winner is going to be Ray from Hinsdale. Ray, send me your address via email, vince@ercdelivery.com. Get back to you and deliver it to your house or office free of charge.
Free of charge from ERC Delivery. Don't forget, you can go to HugginsandScott.com. Next auction will be in August. And they will have items on display at the National Sport Collectors Convention. You can see me, Tom Morgan, at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week, without a doubt. And we're doing the show now on State Street right here. It's just wave when we're on. Have a great week, everybody.